How was the commercial, dear?
I'm reading the newspaper, dear.
Oh, yes, of course, dear. I'm sorry.
Do you know the whole fabric of our society is breaking up, dear?
No, I don't, dear. But if you hum it, I'll probably pick it up.
Oh, dear Rebecca, you are so very stupid.
Isn't that why you married me, Douglas?
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, Douglas, you're a wonderful man.
Oh, I'm not wonderful, dear. He is wonderful.
Mr. Stoddard?
No, he. He who is greater than us all.
Oh, of course, there I am, being stupid again.
No, dear Rebecca, it is we who are the stupid ones.
Yes, of course. How stupid of me.
Perhaps you could go and put the kettle on, my darling.
Oh, do you think it'll suit me?
That's enough, my sweetest.
Of course. I'm sorry I'm such a trial to you.
You are my cross to bear, dearest Rebecca.
Oh, Douglas, I love it when you put things like that.
Go now, Rebecca, I must prepare my sermon for Sunday.
Will you be doing the funny voices this Sunday?
That wasn't a funny voice, dear. That is the way I always deliver sermons.
Mr. Stoddard says you sound like a horse with its balls caught in a gate.
I think you must see less of Mr. Stoddard.
He's such fun.
The devil is fun, dear. But that is not what we are here on this earth for.
No, I know all that. I wasn't thinking of having fun, just enjoying oneself a little.